Cosmic Shed.
Welcome to today's episode of the Cosmic Shed Advent Calendar. And without further ado, let's see who's behind today's door. I'm here with Professor Guy Orpen at the University of Bristol. Guy, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Thank you. Today I am Deputy Vice Chancellor and Provost of the University, starting initially as a lecturer in chemistry and working my way up the greasy pole to my present height. Provost role is one in which you have responsibility for all the academic endeavour of the university, all our teaching, all our research and everything that comes in between and how it goes out to the rest of the world. But it is one that I will also be handing over after Christmas to my successor, Judith Squires.
And what will you be moving on to?
So next year, I'm going to take responsibility for our new campus developments, particularly the new campus in Temple Quarter. The Temple Quarter campus will be a place where we do innovation with our city in partnership to create a future that works for the city and indeed for society far away from Bristol. But we'll be able to do things about how society is organised, how businesses work, how digital and social innovation can be made in partnership with our city, with its communities, with its businesses, with its civic and public organisations, to give opportunity to our students, our researchers, our educators, as to how we can imagine our future as a society.
But your background is in chemistry, right?
I'm a crystallographer by training. That means we take individual crystals of materials, often new materials that have never been made before, shine X-rays onto them and understand from the way the X-rays interact with the crystal what the arrangement of molecules within the crystal is. And that opens up a whole world of understanding, well, what are the shapes? Why do they have those shapes? How do they interact with one another? And how do they make the crystals in the first place? So what is the origin of the external and physical properties of the crystal that come from that molecular building block, which is far too small to see individually, even with the most powerful of microscopes.
Okay, we've had some space scientists and NASA people on the podcast Advent Calendar recently, and that's all sort of big scale, far out there stuff. This is really tiny, invisible to the naked eye end of things. What does that mean, or how does that translate to the world around us at our scale?
So, in lots of unexpected ways, and the shapes of molecules have a very profound influence on the way they behave. And indeed, how they join together to form crystals changes the property of the crystalline matter thereafter. So there are some very spectacular examples of it, but perhaps the one that most people will have seen is chocolate is a material that is fundamentally crystallized cocoa butter. That's the key component. It's not the bit which tastes nice. That's the sugar and the other flavours that the cocoa carries with it. But the crystallisation process is central. Now, when you make chocolate, it's a well understood domestic and industrial process that leads to something that melts in your mouth and tastes lovely. If you leave it in an overheated car and it melts and it refreezes, it forms a different crystal form that is then very waxy and melts above the temperature of the human mouth. It's horrible to eat. So this is two different crystal forms of exactly the same material, and they have very different experiences to the human being. Now that's a relatively benign, you just get something which doesn't taste very nice and you don't want to eat it. But there are other versions which are much more problematic, like pharmaceuticals, drugs, that have two different crystal forms, one of which is much more soluble than the other. If you take the wrong one, it dissolves too quickly and you get a dose which is no longer therapeutic but positively dangerous. So there's a whole host of interesting aspects about how crystals grow and how the molecules form those crystals, which turns out to be really important in our daily lives.
That is an excellent Christmas link. Don't leave your Advent calendar in a hot car.
Indeed. Yeah. Look after your chocolate.
Are you a sci-fi fan?
Sure. Yeah, I do watch sci-fi movies and read books and everything from iRobot back in the day as a book, well, the movie more recently, but the Yeah, there's some interesting ideas and ways of thinking about society that are embedded in. Favourite movie, sci-fi movie, probably District 9, which works for me on a number of levels, but partly because I'm South African, so I have some sense of the world that was the backdrop to the... I don't know if you've watched District 9, but the exclusion of the prawns and how... Mm. Actually, they are entities with emotions and loyalties and ambitions which are more human than the humans give them credit for. And the Voyage of Discovery of poor old Vickers was a great film, and had all sorts of resonances for me.
Mm, I really liked District 9 as a movie, but it did raise a lot of really interesting questions and discussions. Do you want to talk about any of those?
Well, I guess the things which I felt watching that were the humanity of it, the gentleness with which the lead character, Vickers van der Merwe, was portrayed, that sense of discovery that he went through, and the sense of alienation that he felt when he discovered what it was like to be treated in that way by the society he was absolutely part of. But these were important messages which many South Africans would have felt important to them when they were watching it. And of course it was also an exciting, interesting, brilliantly portrayed, very real feeling movie, despite the fact that it was all science fiction.
And what are you looking forward to in 2019?
So 2019, I'm really looking forward to my new role in helping the university reimagine its role as a civic university through the Temple Quarter campus and its impact on the rest of the university, and to working with city partners outside the walls of the university, because they're very keen to know what we do. They're very keen to join us in the voyage of discovery and learning, and it'll be take me into things I don't know all that much about, the politics, if you like, of the relationship between university and city, which it'll be interesting.
Excellent. It's going to be an exciting year for the city and for the university, and I'm looking forward to seeing where that leads us.
Me too. It's going to be a big year for our country and for institutions like universities to provide stability and opportunity in what are frankly quite troubled times.
Thanks, Steve, and thanks, Guy. Fascinating stuff. And although that ending is very true, we are in troubled times. I didn't want to end the shed on that. So here's something a little different.
Hello, my name is Tom Adams and I am a performer and composer, and I'm currently performing in a production of Aladdin down in Cornwall at the moment, and it's running from the 7th of December to the 5th of January at the Princess Pavilion, and it's the only professional pantomime in Cornwall this year. That's exciting. And I just written this track today, and it's called Jingle Bells Through Time. Hope you enjoy it.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Through the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sledding song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Through the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Brrrup, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between.